Here we go. Happy Thursday to you. I got to look down at this sheet every day. I don't know what day it is, but I write on the very top of the sheet where I have my whole show planned out, or much of it. I can stray off course a little bit, but I write at the very top whatever day it is, and it says Thursday real big. So I'll take my own word for it. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand that yellow van. Happy Thursday. Margo not here. Trevin's in. He's producing. We advance. We figure it out. We get it done. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. All right, so I had this written down, and I had a sheet printed out to speak about this. And I just heard the great Paul Alexander, world's best news reporter, in the updates give this story. And so I want to talk about it. And I was going to talk about it either way, but I'm glad Paul touched on it. So from the Post-Gazette today, PNC Bank employees bracing for what many fears coming next. A full-scale return to the office, 5 days a week, at a time when companies nationally are leaning further into hybrid work rather than away from it. Just the way that first sentence is phrased, what many fear is coming next. Look at the connotation we have now given to going to an office and working. It's met with fear, trepidation. Why are we doing this? Oh my gosh. You mean I got to get up and actually go somewhere and work? I continue with the Post-Gazette story. According to the Post, on an online forum called thelayoff.com, it surfaced during the bank's quarterly fireside chat. The CEO was rambling about something, and this came up. This fellow's named Demchak. I don't know, but apparently he's a big guy, the biggest guy at PNC Bank. And he stated that remote work benefits employees, harms the company, and added he was trying to imagine a world where he's asking you to do your job. And the thread received 3,700 views and has drawn more than 20 replies. Doesn't seem like a lot. I get more than that, but it is what it is. Anyway, PNC has been working more than 2 years to coax employees back to the office. Not long ago, they rolled out incentive offering 2 months of free parking on the North Shore, shuttle service, downtown headquarters from the North Shore. But data from staffing agency Robert Half shows the hybrid work remains deeply ingrained in how employees now want and expect to work. Well, that's great. That's how you want and expect to work. But guess what? You ain't the boss. If you don't like it, find somewhere else to work. You don't make the rules. You just got to play by them. The numbers, though, are interesting. Nationally, about 24% of new postings offer a hybrid schedule. In Pittsburgh, it's higher. 32% of local openings advertise hybrid flexibility. Now, since 2023, hybrid job postings have more than doubled, while remote-only jobs and fully in-office roles have held steady. 6% for remote only, and 62% fully in-office roles. So I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Have we gotten to the point where some of you just won't return to the office? No way, no how, not going to happen, just isn't going to be. Now, Bill Demchak, who is the CEO of PNC Bank and a really, really, really smart guy and employs 54,000 people at PNC Bank, wants the best return on investment. The way the employees have spun this is he wants a bunch of us to quit so he can offshore these jobs. And threatening to make us come in is going to make us quit. And then he'll just get cheaper remote work. That's how they've spun this. I've read through this whole story. But let me ask you this, because I'm lost here. I am all for workers' rights. Believe me, I think it's a great thing, a big thing. I don't want to get treated like it's, you know, 18-something and I'm working in a coal mine. But is it really too much to ask for someone to go into an office each day? It feels like our ideals, our thoughts, the way we look at a vocation has truly changed. And we feel like the worker, right, is able to dictate all this. And when the worker's not able to dictate this, we sort of feel like we're getting short shrift. We have ventured into a time that if we don't control everything or totally get our way, that we scream that we're oppressed. And that's kind of the way it looks to me. But that's not the case. There are parameters. There are ways in which jobs are devised. There are things in which you have to do to work at different places. And one of them is going to be PNC Bank. And it's a rolling referendum. What was maybe good a couple years ago, or even a couple months ago, might not be what's best for the company. And what's best for the company is the bottom line, particularly whenever you're talking to the people who have the big suits on. They're the ones that make that determination. So as I look at this and talk to you at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, I'm a bit confused. There's no two ways about this. This isn't some dictatorship, the way this story reads, or the tone that it gives. It's not the big, bad boardroom and the person who is telling us we have to do this, because you don't have to work there. You can get a job somewhere else. The way that we have now taken this clay and molded it, and the pliability with our thoughts, it made this where anybody who says we actually, how dare them, we have to go into an office and work in order to work at that company, so many of us have made the enemy. How did our brain get twisted like this? And the other part is this. There's certainly other jobs out there. If you don't like it, you can find a different one. Have we begun to get far too comfortable working at home? Now, there are some who swear that productivity dips or productivity spikes. For me, it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition. You have to look at each job, each vocation, each employer, and then apply all of that. Some people like to just, well, paint with the biggest brush. It's easier to work at home. It's better to work at home. There's more productivity. You have to go in the office. It's better there, and there's more productivity. It's not the case. You have to look at each job and then apply it. I don't know what it's like at PNC Bank. I hope I never know what it's like at PNC Bank. I don't want to work at PNC Bank. But what I do know this, there's people who get paid a ton of money at PNC Bank to know all of that kind of stuff. And if they say that part of doing best for PNC Bank is working in the office 5 days a week, wouldn't they know best? I want to talk to you about this. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. NASCAR Roofing Instant Access, all our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Here we are, 866-391-1020. As always, you can let that play out just a little bit. We're good. As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. You can also watch us online. KDK's video stream that's presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Check out our YouTube page as well and see everything that we are doing in studio. That's fun. So be sure to do that. Again, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So there's rumblings that PNC Bank may be bringing a lot of their employees back into the office. Well, they make the rules. I've noticed there's this big blowback, people upset, people not excited about all this. But what do you expect when you sign up to work somewhere? Isn't that part and parcel to what's going on? And I'm lost. I'm not saying it. I'm talking about it so it's a story. But I am totally lost as to what rights, so to speak, the worker thinks they have here. Let's talk to Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi there, sir. I just want to mention with the employee status, you know, I was an employee that worked at home for my entire career at the bank, and it was a very easy accommodation to do so. So PNC has had at-home accommodations for many, 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 many years. Now, the problem is, where are they going to work when they go back into the office? They totally, the Smithfield location, there is no desk for anyone to work in there. Where are they going to go? So they have to do a major overhaul, and that's going to be a major expense. I don't think the stock payers will like that very much. Or maybe they should fire more people. You know, that's all they've been doing. It's firing, firing, and firing. And that's so they can make their income quotas.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're so unhappy, why are you working there?
I don't.
Okay.
I was pushed out because of health injuries.
Well, call a lawyer.
That for a topic.
What's that?
Oh, no, I did all that. I went through all that. But you know what? That was many years ago, and I have a warning for everyone.
Well, wait a minute. If it was many years ago, then how is it applicable to return to office?
Because during that time, they were pushing people and firing them and getting them out from working at home. They wanted them to come back then, 3 years ago.
Well, that's not many years ago. That's three.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't want to give up too much information, if you get my drift.
No, I don't. So, I don't understand, because I'm here to talk. And if you made the call, then I'm going to ask questions. If you don't want to talk, don't call me.
No, I'm happy to talk. So here's what happened. So basically, PNC Bank, when they hire their employees, they hire wonderful people, gullible people, people that get pushed around, people that don't want to fight against them if something bad happens. And then they also have managers that love to push when not necessary. So imagine being number one in sales and then given a correctional meeting after being number one in sales, saying you're not doing anything right. Where does that make sense? You know, there has to be a
hey, look, like you seem mad, and I'm the wrong guy to call.
Yeah, but the biggest thing here is I'm not mad. I'm just trying to.
Definitely mad.
But the biggest thing here is, you know, they have the technology to work at home, but now if you call in, they don't even have the appropriate systems to transfer you anywhere. You know, it seems like they're downgrading everything. So I had an incident where, you know, imagine putting money into your account, you're positive, and then they return checks on you when you have a positive balance. You know, something's wrong with the processing system. Something's wrong with how they do things. And it's been like that for years, but it's only going to get worse in this digital world because, you know, online transactions are not first.
So
it's the batch processing.
You seem to have a lot of pent-up aggression and dislike toward PNC Bank. So look. I'm talking about this return to office protocol, and you feel like you were unjustly let go from PNC Bank. So I appreciate the call at KDK. Some will say, and I'm getting texts here saying this, you're mad because they let you go. Maybe justly, maybe unjustly. I'm not done. I might be the wrong guy to call. Why don't you call an attorney?
Well, I just want it out there because this is where people are, you know, banking, and they're totally taking advantage of the customers.
Hey, look, here's the thing. I've banked at PNC Bank since, 16 years old. I don't I don't deep bank with them. I don't go with, I haven't really had one bad interaction. So I think it's there are some people that are more than happy.
The people are wonderful working with. I have a lot of friends that are still there.
I can't do it anymore. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We're talking about a return to office protocol. This isn't Delilah and your chance to get it all off of your chest why you can't stand PNC Bank. But I'll give you an opportunity, like Mark in the North Hills. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Well, we're going to just put his talk to bed. PNC Tower is one of the top buildings in the world. PNC 1 and 2, $10 million per floor. The nicest buildings in the world. First Side, one of the top buildings in Pittsburgh. PNC 3, another great building. The cleanest, neatest, nicest buildings. And it's the fifth largest bank in the world. So PNC treats their employees with class, with dignity. And it's a hometown brand, and they're on the West Coast now, in Texas, in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. He just sounds very angry. And the young kids, they're working for them out of college. And if you're going to be old and complain, then sit at home and work in your jammies all day and drink hot cocoa.
Yeah, or just go by whatever the stipulations of what your employment entails. I mean, that's all I'm saying. If they say you can work at home and sit and drink hot cocoa and pet your dog all day, but that's fine. That's great if you can be productive and that's what they say. If they say you got to get in there and work in the office somewhere, then that's what you got to do. I don't know where the world has shifted where the boss isn't the boss anymore. And it kind of is as simple as that. I'm able to mold a big conversation out of this, and one that we'll talk about, and I'm sure we'll get back into because we're going to talk to Lisa Lauro in just a minute. But it actually kind of begins and ends, and that's all, and it's just that one sentence. The boss is the boss. And that's it. 866-391-1020. Listen here. When the weather turns bad, turn to KDKRadio.com. Up to the minute news, weather, traffic information, KDK Radio Storm Center. It's all brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. KDK. All right, here we go. As we do every week at about this time, we welcome in to the show Lisa Lauro from Secure Money Health. Hi, Lisa. Staying warm. How are you?
Hey, happy snowy Thursday.
Oh,
snowing out here.
Not just snowy, but bone-chilling cold, Lisa.
Oh, I know. It is. It cuts right through you, doesn't it? I just...
It does. But you know what? Like, whenever it's cold like this, whenever the weather dips and fall turns into winter, it really is getting serious time about Medicare, and that's why we talk to you. So, and there's lots of things going on. I know you have some workshops, some different question and answer sessions, which we'll get into in just a little bit. But about those question and answers, a lot of people send questions here. They send them to you. And I want to go over a couple. So you recently wrote this book called Ultimate Medicare Book. So a little bit more about what's in it, and it may be a good time. People may be home for the holidays. People may have some downtime. And like I said, it is prime time to learn about Medicare. So what's some of the substance in this book?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good time to learn about Medicare if you're turning 65 in the next, 7 to 8 months, right? So So what inspired me to write this book? You know, I'm an educator. I was a teacher for 20 years. So I really felt like there was a place for this book. And I wanted to write something that was going to be, most importantly, easy to understand, to help make sense of this ever so difficult topic to navigate. You know, and just something that would give clarity, answer a lot of common questions that folks have. And so I wrote a book that's 53 pages, and it's really just a good start to Medicare. It covers a lot, but no one wants to sit down with like an encyclopedia about Medicare, right? So it's like, it's nice. It's a good size. It's easy to read, and it's just the perfect little book.
So
that's kind of what inspired me.
Yeah. And so who is it supposed to reach? Is it supposed to reach people who prospectively are going to get on Medicare? Is it supposed to reach maybe their families? Is it supposed to reach people doing research way in advance who might only be in their 40s? Is it sort of all the above, Lisa?
I feel like it's all of the above, but I feel specifically, I mean, this book can be for, you know, definitely for somebody who's turning 65 in the near future. For those folks that are planners, you know, and want to get ahead of it, maybe they're trying to decide when to retire and what all this looks like and all that. And so, you know, it would be a good book for them as well. But it's also a good book for folks that are already on Medicare, because there's information in the book about when you're on Medicare, you know, like if you were to travel, what does that look like for you? Or honoring our veterans. You know, there's a whole introduction about Medicare and what it means, and then the different parts. So this book is for really anybody. And also, you know, sometimes it might even be for a family that is going to help, you know, a daughter or a son who's going to help their parents navigate through this. It could be for them as well.
All right. Excuse me. So you have a bunch of seminars. You have a bunch of gatherings coming up, generally some in the North Hills. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so we are going to be doing a seminar. It's an educational workshop about Medicare on January 13th and also on January 15th. Our seminars are at 6 p.m. and they are at Monticello's in Cranberry Township. So if that speaks to you, we would love to have you. You can RSVP by giving us a call, 724-242-6828. That's January 13th and 15th. And then we also have, I have a podcast. So if you just want to learn more about Medicare and you'd rather listen to it in the car, you can look me up on anywhere where you get your normal podcasts. So you can look me up by name, Lisa Lauro, or Secure Money Health. And that's pretty much it. So
good stuff.
There's a lot of resources out there. Yeah, there are a lot of Medicare resources out there, but the book is, I feel like, essential for anybody turning 65. You can go to MedicareBookOffer.com, get yourself a free copy of my book, and MedicareBookOffer.com.
All right, perfect. Lisa Lauro, Lisa, I appreciate it. We will talk again next week.
That sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. Great, great stuff. I like it. So anyway, let's get back on task to what we were talking about, and that's this return to work protocol that's been bounced around. And nothing official, but people are trying to connect some dots on the internet about a full-scale return to office protocol for PNC Bank employees. And it has now been met with disdain or sort of, I can't believe that's happening. See, I've always kind of seen being able to work at home like a bonus. And the expectation is you're supposed to be in the office. But if things work out and they're different and your technology allows and some companies maybe allow, then you could have remote work. But I start from a place, like if I'm in a traditional workplace, and I'm not really, but I have to kind of work in here because of the studio, you know, and all the equipment. But let's say I applied for a traditional job in a different field. I would do it, and maybe I'm old-fashioned, old school. Maybe I'm even outdated. Maybe I'm antiquated. But it would come from a place starting out with, I fully expect to have to get in a car, drive to either an urban center or Cranberry or somewhere, Robinson, I don't know, RIDC, somewhere, and go in, put in 8 hours, get back in the car, and drive home each day. That would be my starting point of expectation with any job that I apply to. And then if it's changed from there, I would go ahead and adjust. But it feels like, I don't know, the pandemic, I guess, has done it, that the expectation is, well, I can't believe you'd actually make us go physically somewhere else. And I don't know how we got here. I just don't. The other part of all this is, when did we think we had more power than the boss? And when did we think the boss, or bosses, or the way of the structure of employment, when did we think whenever they didn't tell us what we liked, that that equaled oppression? That equaled me getting short shrift. That equaled workers' rights being violated. That's wild to me. It just is. Nobody's making you work 17 hours straight at J&L. You just got to go into an office and do the job you willingly signed up for and you're paid pretty well for. So help me out here. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Top of the hour, a teacher right here in Western Pennsylvania is in pretty deep trouble. Yep, pretty deep trouble. And I'm going to tell you this. It's something that that teacher did that was pretty commonplace when I was in school and in elementary school. I'll explain coming up just past three. Nobody would have batted an eye if this teacher did it when I was in elementary school. And now there are serious charges against this teacher. I'll explain just past three right here, KDK. I already got the best text of the show. We still got over 3 hours left of the show. And a great text just came in. It's Ralph from Bloomfield. I had to get a new number because a crazy woman had the old one. And that's the text. Great to hear from you again, Ralph from Bloomfield. Super good stuff. Like to see you one night only, Wednesday, December 17th. That's the next Wednesday on the calendar, 6 days from right now. Odyssey Pittsburgh Stations, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA. That's us. Star Whammo, Y108. Going to be at Mike's Beer Bar into the great night, right? Rocking around the Christmas tree. Christmas karaoke, North Shore. On-air hosts, local celebrities, take the mic. Great Christmas karaoke. Yep, no admission, but why don't you bring a canned good? That would help us help other people. North Hills Cares, in all the details, that's who it'll help, North Hills Cares. All the details, kdkradio.com. So Ralph from Bloomfield, been down bad, I guess, as some crazy squirrely woman got his cell phone and he had to get a new number. Yikes. Glad you got your domestic situation all figured out, and I appreciate you still being a fan of the show and texting, Ralph. So, 866-391-1020. Pretty scary stuff with TJ Watt, huh? And Mike Tomlin just spoke not long ago, did not offer really any particulars beyond a news release we got a few hours ago from the greatest PR man in the world, Bert Lauten, who works for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the PR release says this: TJ Watt is currently in a local hospital for further medical evaluation of his lung after experiencing discomfort at the practice facility on Wednesday. He will not be practicing Thursday, and his status for Monday night's game against Miami is in question. Coach Tomlin will provide more updates at the appropriate time. Coach Tomlin just had a media availability, and he said he has a lung situation that's being addressed. That's all I know at this juncture. And he went on to say, well, that's about it. So there's that. This is where you have to remember that TJ Watt is a human and not some robot who goes out there and tries to hit the quarterback. I mean, you can do what you want, but I think we forget that far too often. You know, it's not just a person in a uniform or a robot, so to speak. It's a human who lives, who breathes, who has feelings and all of that. I caught TJ Watt and his wife not long ago at Children's, and they were coming out of the elevator, talked to him for a little while, and did it like a human. We have mutual friends. I know him a little bit, and both do some things down at Children's, particularly with the kids in the oncology unit, and I just like to see him that way too, and I don't think enough people see him that way. What he and his wife do for those kids going through cancer is incredible. And so I feel for him today. It's I hope he's okay, because it's very scary. Brody's in Swissville. Hey, Brody.
Hey, man. Hey, is Margo okay? She had the day
off. Oh, yeah. No, Margo is off today because Saturday morning she is doing updates starting at 6 o'clock. She's got to be in here at 5 o'clock. So they can't, you know, she can't work 39 days a week. They got to give her off if they're going to make her work or ask her to work on a weekend day.
Your producer is now very nice, too. I talk to him all the time, too.
Every producer is very nice.
You are the man. I just wanted to talk about working at home and, you know, we're 8 years apart. First of all, real quick, Atari or Intellivision? I didn't want to talk about video
Atari games. 2600. Atari 2600.
There you go. Okay, I was in Intelligent Television. There you go. Okay, see, we're the same clumpies. But going back to working at home, I felt differently in school because when I get my first IT job, I'm kind of scared to work at home because I want to learn the ropes. But I understand why people get ticked off. But if the boss says I have to come in, I'm going to listen to the boss. I don't make the rules. What is with the new people, the new society? I guess the young people, they just get all in a huff. They get all torqued off and stuff. Where did you get the article from?
It was in the Post-Gazette. There's a big story in the Post-Gazette today, Brody, about how PNC Bank, there's been rumblings about a return-to-office protocol. And for me, the story can be two lines. PNC Bank is potentially asking people to come back to work. If they don't want to come back, they can get fired. That's how big the story would be for me, Brody.
Yes. But during the pandemic, when you were, it's before you had the drive of five, do you have a studio in your house? Did you ever do that, like Rob Pratt, work out of a studio in your house? No.
Can I tell you this? I actually did have a studio, and you know what it was?
That is so cool.
No. Let me fill you in. My wife's closet is what the studio was.
Oh, man, I love it.
Yes. It was my wife's closet because it served to be, one, it had the best internet connection because it's like in the front of the house, and it had the best insulation in terms of, it's insulated and it's nice and warm in there. It also had she's not like some crazy lady like Imelda Marcos or something that has 7 zillion pairs of shoes, but there's clothes in there hanging up. So it provided a sort of buffer when you talked that it didn't bounce all around the room. The bouncing around the room. Oh, it didn't do that. So that was good. Plus, the kids were doing school and my wife was working. I could go in there and be in there for 4 hours and do a show and not necessarily bother anyone else and just kind of be locked away. And then also, it had a direct link into the bathroom, one of the bathrooms. So I could jump into the bathroom during a break if I needed to. So for so many reasons, it was the most practical studio that I've probably ever worked in. But I'll tell you this. It got super boring about day four, not seeing anybody else. I mean, really, there's no other way to put it. It just got super boring. Now, I'm not somebody who is this, you can't work from home. You got to be in the office, or you got to work from home. Working in the office sucks. It's stupid. It makes no sense. It is 100% case-by-case basis as far as I'm concerned. Too many people look at it and paint with a broad brush one side or the other. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin. What's up? How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned earlier the pandemic. I think that's what started it all. I think that started a lot of stupid trends. But it actually it hit on a personal level recently because a buddy of mine works from home. And we bowl together. And one night I had to miss work. I had to miss bowling for work because we had some flooding issues where I work. And he was kind of making fun of me for missing bowling to go into work. He was basically trying to say that it was a lame excuse. And my retort was, well, not all of us are lucky enough to work from home.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been working from home since the beginning of the pandemic. And I don't know what his reaction would be, would be to have to go back to the office. But I know he enjoys the cushiness of working from home. In fact, a lot of times he's not even at home. He's at his camp.
I think if you can get as much done productive-wise, I see no problems with it. The other side is this. If the boss says they want you in the office, that's where work is. But again, I don't look at it one way or the other. If you can get as much done productivity-wise and I was the boss, I'd say, why are we renting this big office space? Work from home.
Right. Well, I think my point is, and I think you made the point already, that people that have gotten used to it are now spoiled. And when they say, hey, it's time to come back to the office, which could have happened much sooner, then all of a sudden the alarm goes off.
No, that is, to some degree, yes. People have become accustomed to doing it, thinking it was never going to be able to be reversed. And now here we are. So their argument is, if we're okay now, we're doing it well, we're productive, why should we go back? 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. I got to tell you, one teacher is facing pretty serious charges for something that when I was coming up, they would be kind of applauded for in a way. I'll explain in just a little bit. News, top of the hour, KDK.